To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Pueblo County coroner, Brian Cotter, has resigned. That's after the discovery of improperly stored decaying bodies at his private practice. Cotter co-owns Davis Mortuary, where routine inspection uncovered several bodies in various states of decomposition. A criminal investigation is underway. Cotter has not been arrested. In a statement on social media, the county says its coroner's services will continue without interruption. This week, Eagle became the state's 14th municipality to adopt a ban on flavored tobacco products. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Supporters of the ban included Michelle Hartle of a group called Mountain Youth. She told town council members, flavors and tobacco products lure kids to start consuming, and she says a recent survey showed most minors are not turned down when they try to buy it.
Among students who have used the electronic vapor products, the percentage who use them because they're available in flavors is incredibly high.
Opponents, like businesses and big corporations that sell tobacco and nicotine, say their products are made to help adults quit. The Eagle Town Council approved the ban 4-2. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A gas spill on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation last year is now estimated to be the largest since the state began keeping records in 2016. That's according to new estimates by the company that owns the pipeline, Enterprise Products. The company says it spilled 97,000 gallons of gas. State and federal regulators and tribal officials are ordering the company to expand things like groundwater and soil monitoring. More than 20,000 gallons of gasoline has been recovered so far. This is CPR News and KRCC.